Alright, everyone. Let me make sure we are recording. We are. Alright. We are back with more or less theory. Let's get started. Stop by the mall in the afternoon. Weird how we have noon and afternoon.
As you enter the sex shop, you see Sophie standing at the counter.
Huh, her clothes are pretty buttoned up. A bit out of character, to be honest. Plus, she hasn't texted or called all day. Why did she even ask for my number yesterday?
Slowly, you approach the counter.
Hey, Sophie.
Oh, hi.
You get the red button in this one, thank goodness. What's with the getup?
Getup?
Your clothes.
I know what it means. Why are you asking?
Sorry, I just thought it was unlike you to wear something so buttoned up.
My boss requested. Long story. Don't ask.
Understood, I'll drop it. Then that also why you seem to be in a crappy mood?
Uh-huh.
Since you enjoyed hearing about my adventures yesterday, wanna hear what's new? Maybe it dampens the blow from the day you had.
Let me guess. You came to buy another toy for Megan?
Actually, I need something for Elizabeth. Not just one toy, either.
You're fucking with me, right?
As enjoyable as that suggestion sounds, no.
Holy.
Yep.
What? Megan wasn't enough? Wait, do they know about each other?
Nah, I'm not that lucky.
Suddenly, the store's phone starts ringing. Noticeably annoyed, Sophie finally picks up the phone.
What?
That's not how you answer a phone.
He's a customer. Am I not supposed to even talk to customers anymore? Fine. Also, stop watching all the time. It's creepy.
Watching? Is there a camera in here? But yesterday we...
Finally, she slams the phone down and turns back to you.
Ugh. Of course there's a camera in there, you idiot. Wait, she'd be freaking out too if we did get recorded. It probably wasn't on yesterday or something.
The phone rings again.
Seriously?
The hell is that?
Again, obviously pissed, she picks up the phone.
What now? Yeah, I know you saw that. I wanted you to see it. Now, if you don't mind, I got a customer waiting. Goodbye.
Saying this, she hangs up, turning back to you again.
He's lucky I'd like this job.
You got it rough, huh?
You don't know the half of it. Anyway, I already wasted too much of your time.
Don't worry, I got all the time in the world. Literally. Plus, I gotta admit, you're cute when you're pissed.
I'm glad you're enjoying my pain. Fuck! I forgot you came here to buy stuff. Sorry.
It's okay, I'm not even sure what I'm gonna get anyway.
Oh? Need help?
Definitely.
So, what do you have planned for Elizabeth, right? I still can't believe so.
Hold on, I didn't.
Planned for Elizabeth, right? I still can't believe you're doing this with both Megan and Elizabeth.
Yeah, sometimes I can't believe it myself either. And it's anal.
Seriously?
Yeah, I want to try anal with my... Oh, no. Let's try that one again. I want to try anal with Elizabeth, so I came to find some preparation stuff.
Sophie remembers yesterday's, "You show me yours and I'll show you mine" event.
Right. With your... size. There's definitely a need for preparation. Not sure if even I'd be able to take it without a good amount of preparing.
Yeah, to be completely honest, it slipped in there by accident and didn't end well.
Ouch. Yep, I believe that. Okay, we wasted enough time then. Let's get to it.
After a little browsing and a few recommendations from Sophie...
What the hell is that thing? Where is this gray box? This mysterious gray box I'm seeing, it's freaking me out.
Okay, this seems to be enough. Let's see. 3 size whiteners, 2 lubes, a moisture-resistant blanket for cleaning up.
Do you really have to point them all out?
1 Vibroplug 360, 2 lubes, sensation bubbles.
Damn, this feels like $1,000. Okay, stop.
I'm just messing with you. That's it then, right?
Yeah, I think so. This should be more than enough. Maybe I should have actually considered what to get instead of just taking everything Sophie suggested. She's actually good at selling this stuff, huh?
Well, good luck.
Oh, I almost forgot you asked for my number yesterday.
That's correct.
You plan on using it?
Probably, though I'm not sure you'll have time with your packed Megan and Elizabeth schedule.
Oh, I'll definitely find time for you. So smooth.
So smooth.
You caught me. Yeah, I definitely gotta try more stuff with this girl.
Don't worry, I'm still flattered.
Suddenly, her phone rings.
He's got the balls to call again? So help me, I'm gonna rip him off.
Looking back at you.
Looks like our time is up. Gotta get back to work.
I get it. I should get going too. See ya.
Bye.
With that, you leave the store, go home, and hide the package in your room.
That box was freaking me out the whole time. It was like an alien box. But alright, what's next? I hope the stuff I got from Sophie is enough for Elizabeth's preparation. Gotta talk to her in the kitchen again. Evening, like always.
We'll just skip to the important part.
That's good. You better replenish your energy.
She takes a sip.
You'll need it.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Mm-hmm.
However, before she gets up, you interject.
Can I ask one more thing? There's gotta be a way I can ask this so she'll agree.
Oh, of course.
Come on, think of a way.
She notices your moment of silence.
Everything okay?
Well, I want to tell you something, but I'm a bit embarrassed about it.
Hun, you do remember what happened last night, right? Also, if you knew what's waiting for you tonight, you know there's really no reason to feel embarrassed about anything.
I know what's waiting for me, all right? Fine, I'm just gonna come out with this. Fuck it. I want to try anal!
Naturally, this catches Elizabeth off guard. Still, with age comes experience, and she's back to her senses soon after.
Interesting. Still, I don't think we can do it tonight.
What? Why?
Did you forget your size? I definitely haven't. There's no way I'm taking that thing without,
That's a real problem, folks. I know that from experience.
A sudden burst of embarrassment comes over her.
Like, I've known women that have done straight-up sex work, and they're like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. Like, I've had so many women say, oh, no anal. No, it's like, really? Yeah.
If you were a betting man, you'd guess she realized what she's saying and who she's saying it to. Finally, in a quieter voice than before.
Without preparation.
Wait, so you're not completely against it? Like I wasn't already aware of it, though she doesn't know that.
Maybe. Without... maybe.
Yeah. Understood. Be right back.
What?
Before she has time to say anything, you run upstairs. Almost sprinting, you go to your room, get a certain bag, and run back down.
There we go.
Still catching your breath, you hand Elizabeth a bag.
I like how it says not sex toys on the... Still catching your breath, you hand your stepmother a bag.
Naturally,
well,
just the images on the bag are
game,
enough to clear everything up for her.
Elizabeth, whatever. Naturally, just the images on the bag are enough to clear everything up for her. But it says it's not sex toys.
You didn't...
Yep.
Already expected me to agree, huh?
Finally, you straighten yourself up.
Just wanted to be ready for the best case scenario.
Best case scenario?
Yeah.
As soon as you're the one embarrassed, she changes gears. If you had enough clue about women, you'd notice she likes seeing you like this.
Interesting.
Getting off the chair.
All right, then. Wait for about an hour and come to my room.
No, she said just 1 hour this time.
I'll need some time to prepare.
Okay. So, I've been looking at the views that Elizabeth gets on the videos. And I think Freud would love to talk to my audience. Sigmund Freud would have a field day with the audience here at Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy. Because I see what you degenerates like, and it is the mummy. Come on now. But to be fair, I think some of you guys actually just like her because, you know, she's a hot MILF. I mean, that could be real too. Understood.
With a sway of her hips and the bag in hand, Elizabeth goes upstairs.
Fuck yes, I can't wait for that hour to pass.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Elizabeth enters her room and closes the door, leaning her back against it.
Wow. Anal.
God, it's like he asked her to... I don't know, it's like he asked her to jump into a garbage can or something. It's like, yeah, we're gonna fuck him this garbage dumpster. We're just gonna, you know... Yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, it is rough. Some people just cannot handle it.
I can't believe he'd ask for something like that. There's no way he could know.
Breaking herself out of her trance, Elizabeth comes back to her senses. Barely.
Okay, time to get ready.
The hour finally passes, though to you, it felt like a year. More than excited for what's waiting upstairs, you rush up to Elizabeth's room.
I still can't believe she agreed to it so easily. Don't question it, Grimm. Just thank your lucky stars and enjoy! Who knows? You might open that door and find David Bowie or something instead. Ah! How'd he get here?
Grabbing the door handle, you slowly open it and enter. No matter how much you prepared beforehand, nothing could make you ready enough for what awaits you.
Perfect. perfect timing.
Holy!
Mind giving me a hand?
Hand what? Hand what? Seriously, brain. What do you need a hand with? Was that sentence really too hard for you?
Still loving how you act when flustered, Elizabeth smiles.
Calm down. You know I don't bite. Get on the bed.
Like an obedient puppy, you walk towards the bed and kneel behind her.
She's got anal beads sticking out. Holy fuck.
If you would be so kind to pull those out. Just be gentle, okay? I can't get enough of his cute face when he's like this.
Since words refuse to leave your lips, you compensate with at least a sound.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with me? It's not like I haven't already fucked her. Ugh. Man up, idiot!
Placing one of your hands on her supple cheeks, you grab the beads with your other hand.
Even the little movement from him grabbing it feels good.
Ready? There we go! Words!
Although, the question is quite unnecessary as her pussy appears to already be dripping wet.
More than ready. Go ahead.
Slowly, you start pulling out the beads. One bead at a time.
Keep going.
So you do. Almost over now, just one bead left. However, before you can pull the last one out, her asshole twitches and pushes out the final bead herself.
Wow.
Oh, fuck, that felt good.
This moment right here. It takes you a second to completely burn it into your mind.
You okay? Oh, I can feel his breath on my... Oh, so warm. I'm the one who's not okay.
Unable to hold yourself back anymore, you drop your pants.
Oh, eager to go, aren't we?
I've been eager 2 hours ago. This is way past that.
Grabbing Elizabeth's hips, you flip her over.
Oh! As much as I love him being shy, this is fun too.
Positioning yourself right after...
Slow down. Language.
What? Why in the...
Also, because we're just getting started. Come here. I want to tease him a little more first.
With some unsatisfaction apparent on your face, you do as she asks.
Don't look sad. I promise you won't regret listening to me.
I'm not... mad. Fuck!
Showing you exactly what she means about not regretting. She envelops your cock, immediately moving her head up and down.
Ugh! She's right. I don't regret listening to her. Guess I'm lucky this isn't the first time she surprised me like this. Probably would have already finished otherwise. Don't stop. Oh, we got a lot of...
Seeing your struggles only entices Elizabeth to go a step further. As she suddenly stops.
He really is huge. Oh, I can't get enough.
Why'd you stop?
We don't want you coming too soon, do we? How about you place that delicious cock between my breasts? Let's see if I can completely cover it.
Not wasting a second, you slide your cock between her enormous tits.
Looks like I win.
Yeah, guess you do, considering I'm the one with a dick between those perfect boobs. Pretty sure the winner here is me, but okay.
Now, for my reward. Oh, of course.
Rather than tell you, she shows you.
Fuck, should have expected this.
Still can't get enough of the faces he makes when I tease him.
Okay, what's next? How can this feel so amazing?
The pure euphoria you're in causes another reaction. A reaction that comes as quite a surprise to Elizabeth.
You could grow even more? Amazing.
Amazing!
As if out of spite, you keep growing.
Wow.
Guess you don't win after all.
Seems so. This means my reward wasn't deserved, doesn't it?
It's she okay, I... off.
Allow me to apologize.
Ugh.
Perfect apology. That's what you would have said if the feeling of her tits massaging your shaft and her mouth playfully slurping the head of your cock didn't. If ecstasy such as this didn't render you mute. And she isn't letting up.
I can't wait anymore. I'm not fucking coming before I get to try her ass.
Slowly sliding her lips off your length.
No, you're not the only one.
As she lets your cock go, you quickly move down, kneeling below her. As if following you, Elizabeth's hands move towards her crotch. As they do, she start playing with her ass, teasing you again.
Oh, it does say she start playing with her ass. There's an S, needs to be an S there. She start playing with her ass! No, that's not how that's supposed to be.
Unable to hold on any longer, you grab her legs, but she stops you.
Just one more thing.
Yeah, I swear to God, if she stops me one more time.
Lube, remember?
Oh, right, sorry. Okay, she's right.
Grabbing a bottle of lube from the bag, you pour it all on your cock and throw the bottle away.
I gotta say, this slightly mad with anticipation side of you is really doing it for me.
And your absolutely every side is more than doing it for me.
Such a sweet talker. I think we're ready now.
Ready? I'm almost done.
Placing your cock at the entrance of her ass, you start slowly pushing inside.
That's it. Do it gently.
As the head of your cock goes in, you start carefully moving.
Oh, perfect.
Listening to her moans, you continue. However, the pleasure soon overwhelms you, and unable to stop yourself anymore, you plunge your entire length into her.
Even with all the preparation, he's still so big. Slow down.
Sorry, I can't stop myself anymore.
You start slowly pulling out. And just as your cock's about slip out of Elizabeth's ass,
just as your cock's about slip, man, we need a two there. Just as your cock's about to slip out of Elizabeth's ass.
You ram her asshole again.
Oh fucking God!
Grabbing tight hold of her legs.
Oh my. That's a strong grip.
Unfazed by her words, you start thrusting with quite the intensity.
Oh, yes! Fuck my little asshole!
And you do just that.
She's really bracing. Look at her face. Holy fuck, is she into this?
As the obedient you always were, you do exactly what she asks for. Ramming your cock as deep into Elizabeth's asshole as you can. The moment you do, her legs slip out of your grasp. And wrap around you, pressing hard against your back.
Where did this strength come from?
Following your motions, she pushes you in each time you thrust into her.
Where did all that power come from?
Causing each movement to penetrate deeper.
Mega Man X reference. Actually, he says, where did all that energy come from?
Suddenly, an idea pops into your head.
Maybe I should get some payback for all that teasing of hers. I mean, it would only be fair, right? And I think I got just the idea.
Still thrusting, you slowly reach into the bag, knowing exactly what you're looking for. After a second or two, you find it.
Don't stop! I'm getting close!
Without noticing, the tempo of your thrusting lowers as you're searching around the bag.
Don't you dare go easy on me now.
There we go. Get ready, Elizabeth.
Feeling you slow down even further despite her legs trying to move you, Elizabeth protests.
Hon? You okay?
The vibrator you slide into her pussy immediately explains why you slowed down.
Holy fuck!
Gotta admit, your reaction is even better than I expected. Wow, that scream was extremely erotic.
Why did you do that?
Isn't it obvious? Even just the face you made right now is more than enough reason.
Without waiting for another question that she surely plans to ask, you start thrusting again. Of course, sliding the vibrator in and out of her soaking pussy at the same time.
Oh my god!
Her hips start moving, slowly getting in sync with your tempo.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Your body's completely synchronized now. Fully engrossed in the moment, both of you give it your all to endure the ecstasy. Just to make this last as long as you can.
Ugh, I can't hold it anymore. Fuck!
Determined not to ejaculate sooner than you intend to, you completely stop moving.
Why did you stop?
We're taking this up a notch. Of course that's not the reason. I just need a break or I'm gonna come already.
Oh? Is that so?
Like this.
And with a little twist, you turn on the vibrator.
Oh, fuck! You didn't have to turn it on with the strongest setting right away. I can't...
Having trouble with words? I get why she keeps taking charge. Seeing her like this is fun as fuck.
Oh, shut up.
Not all words, seems like. Let's change that.
Saying this, you start moving your hips.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
You give it your best to synchronize both your thrusts and the vibrator. With sounds of your skin slamming against Elizabeth's filling the room, you keep pounding her asshole while keeping the vibrator firmly inside her pussy. Soon, she becomes the one who can't handle it any longer. She snatches the vibrator out of your hand.
Fuck me! Fuck me like it's
your last day alive.
The moment she cries out, her other hand moves down and grabs the vibrator too. Moving slowly as the toy goes deep inside her. Finally, as she fits the entire length into herself, she starts sliding it in and out. Although not nearly as gently as you would have done it. No. She starts ramming the vibrator into herself, every stroke causing her whole body to tremble.
Ugh, I can feel it each time her body tightens up. How am I supposed to control myself now?
So, you don't. You completely abandon all self-control and grab her legs again. And start thrusting like your life depends on it. Her moans still follow each of your thrusts, forcing you closer and closer. Furthermore, you're not the only one.
I'm close!
As she nears orgasm, her body starts tensing up. Naturally, so does her asshole, squeezing your cock with intensity unbearable to any man.
Yeah, she's gonna make me come like this. Damn it. Ugh. Me. Fuck.
No stopping or going back anymore.
Don't you dare stop!
Still quivering as an orgasm overwhelms her whole body.
I'm gonna come again!
Elizabeth, I'm gonna come too! Come inside. Are you sure? What if the day doesn't restart? Last time I came inside her, it. Not the same hole, but it might still happen again, right?
I said, don't stop! Tear my ass apart! Fill my asshole!
Almost violently, she starts shoving the vibrator into her already climaxing pussy. This image, combined with the obscenities that keep coming out of her mouth, it all finally pushes you over the edge.
Fuck! Ugh, why do I keep worrying about this shit? She doesn't know the day's gonna reset and it obviously doesn't bother her. So why should it bother me?
And with a few final thrusts, you start coming inside Elizabeth's asshole, completely filling her insides. Squeezing you with her legs, she makes sure every single drop you have finishes inside her asshole. However, after all that teasing and the amount of pure ecstasy you've been enduring until now, the cum built up inside you is far too great for her asshole to completely take in. Suddenly, it bursts out around your cock, down her sweat-covered, glistening skin.
Oh, fuck! I can barely fucking breathe.
Wonderful work.
As her legs start letting up, the hold she had you in slowly eases off, too. Almost immediately after, you topple next to her.
Likewise.
As exhausted as she looks, Elizabeth gives you a satisfied smile. Leaning in, she plants a gentle kiss on your forehead.
What was that for?
Thank you.
Shouldn't I be the one thanking you?
You have no idea how wrong you are. Now shush. I need some rest after this.
Understood. Since no one's coming home, guess there's nothing wrong with staying like this.
Shortly after, exhaustion kicks in and you both drift off to sleep.
Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Okay, that should wrap up Elizabeth's story for now. Whoops, well. You have to finish a special event to continue this story. Now we're on... Okay, Megan's story complete. Jessica's story complete. Elizabeth's story complete. These are only the part ones. This is a long game. You'll have to complete a special event. Ellie's story. Ellie should be in front of the college, like, each morning.
As you walk towards the building, you run into Nicole.
Hey!
Alright, so this is where we're going to end it for now, guys. Definitely starting to make some progress, but I don't know how much progress we're making. Because it still says that there's more of the stories to these characters, but there's a special event, which probably happens after we finish all their stories. So this is going to take us a while. This is going to be the longest one we do from the Unseaton universe. We're definitely wrapping up Mia. We're getting close to the end of that. And we will replace that with probably finishing Lust Academy. And I'll tell you why. I went back and I looked at all the videos we've done through like 2023. And just basically saw what you guys liked the most and what got the most hits. And basically what I've discovered is that Lust Academy is doing extremely well. It's doing really, really well. You guys really like Lust Academy. So I'd like to bring that one back. I actually enjoyed the story of that as well. And as we are doing Lust Theory for a while, you're still going to get your Unseaton fix. Now... there's two seasons of that Lust Academy. I don't know if they're doing that season 3. I think they're still even working on season 2, getting that completed. I don't know what, you know, the deal is there. But that's one I definitely want to bring back, because we're so far into it. We're almost to the end of that first season anyway. So I want to bring that one back after Mia. I did say Passion on Display would be after Mia, so I'm not really sure what I want to do. I'm just... You know, I noticed that a lot of people did like Passion on Display as well. So we might go ahead and do that. It just depends. But I definitely want to try to find a spot to put Lust Academy in. Because we do need to finish it. And we played a good amount. And we just kind of dropped it during Christmas. And didn't even finish it. So we should really go back to that one. Just because we're so far into it. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory coming up. Stay tuned.